That's a great time of year, too. It's too late to rake the garden and too early to rake the leaves, and just the right time to sort of loaf around and listen to interviews with singer Lainey Kazan and actor David Hartman. Say, for our first listen, here's music. Elvis Presley with Burning Love. Ponderosa Pine Woodwork, an association of the leading lumber and woodwork manufacturers, presents Ed McMahon with Celebrity Homes. David Hartman is Ed's guest right after this message from the members of Ponderosa Pine Woodwork.
If this is your weekend to go looking for a new home, here are two tips that can help you decide which home gives you more for your money. First, make sure each room has enough electrical outlets, so you won't have the extra cost of adding more outlets later. As a general rule, any point along the floor line should be within 6 feet of the nearest outlet. The second tip concerns your windows. Wood is a natural insulator, so wood windows will add insulation to your home. On the other hand, metal windows won't. And during the winter, the inside surfaces of the wood will stay dry. Yes, wood windows help control the water condensation that can mess up your walls and drapes. That's why better builders offer Ponderosa Pine wood windows. The windows that say quality. Oh, and remember, if you're remodeling, wood windows are available at your local lumber and building materials dealer.
Now, Ed McMahon with his Celebrity Homes guest.
Let's talk about David Hartman when he's not appearing as a doctor on the Baldwins. I've been to your, I call it cottage, that great little house. I mean, that to me is the ideal way to live, especially for a bachelor, because it's small enough and let you have room enough to wander around. But describe that to our monitor.
Having lived in New York half my life, and the last 5 years in a very small little 1.5-room apartment, and when I came to California, I thought, why not try to take advantage of what California living has to offer? And so I drove Los Angeles, never having spent any time here, for 4 separate weekends, and decided on a particular area, Hills area, that I wanted to live in. And I drove the area and took the names of the real estate agents off the signs in that area. And I got up one morning and I called all 15 brokers and I said, I want a house, that one. One bedroom, unfurnished, great view, total privacy, and I only want to spend X number of dollars a month for it. And they laughed and they said, no way, you'll never find it. Had the house the next day, exactly what I wanted. But it took 15 brokers, you know, to do it, and one of them hit. So, you know, your chances are better. You know, it's like rolling dice. So it's a lovely little one-bedroom house, and all but one room are almost solid glass. Little dining room, all glass. Yeah. Lovely kitchen. I mean, where else can you do dishes and look
and
out,
look out on that
and
view.
Look out over the city?
We did dishes there. Remember?
We did a few dishes. That's right.
I tell you that would really struck me. The other thing, of course, the windows right to the floor, but cozy. It's not like a modernistic home at all.
No,
it's a cozy house.
No, well, I'm not much for the let's color coordinate and all that business. It's just got to be comfortable, or I won't live there.
Right.
And so everything I've got, I've picked up at either garage sales. With the exception of, I did buy a new bed, big bed, king size. Gotta have
gotta
it.
Have
too,
that.
Too big for one of those
guy,
little itty
sure.
bitties. It's better to sleep on the floor.
There's a lot of David Hartman. We gotta find a place to stretch him out, right?
But with that exception, everything else in the house came from garage sales.
Now, would you have any plans? Do you think you might ever build a home of your own?
Yeah, I'd like to, but I don't think I'd build it here in the city. I'd like to build a ranch type home. But I'd like a, I think what would be perfect for a house for me would be to have a kitchen that really is more than a kitchen. It should be a kitchen, a library, a sort of dining room, den, library, television room. So what you do is make half of the house bedrooms, bathrooms, what have you, and the other half of the house you call a kitchen. But it would include all those things, television and sitting room, and have lots of glass and brick. And it's a place you live in. Heck, we always end up in the kitchen anyway.
Sure.
So why not build a house where you got a room that the people enjoy being in?
I agree, exactly. My guest today on Monitor, David Hartman. David, thank you very much for stopping by.
Ed, always good to see you. You know that.
Ed McMahon's Celebrity Homes guest was David Hartman.
And now this final word. Ponderosa Pine Woodwork, an association whose members are the leading lumber and woodwork manufacturers, wants you to have its new booklet, How to Spot a Better Home. It's a very valuable booklet you should carry every time you look at a new home, and it's absolutely free. Just send your name and address to Ed McMahon, NBC Monitor, New York, 10020. Remember, for that free booklet, How to Spot a Better Home, send your name and address to Ed McMahon, NBC Monitor, New York, 10020.
It'll be back later this hour with another celebrity guest, Ted Knight of the popular Mary Tyler Moore television series. Hey, for those of you on the not-so-open road, this message.
There it is, the bright blue Stuckey's roof. It's time to take a Stuckey stop. Stretch your legs, refresh yourself with a delicious Stuckey's hamburger, or try our world-famous candies. Use our clean restrooms and fill up with Texaco gasoline. Take a Stuckey stop. Stuckey's makes any trip a lot more fun.
Take a Stuckey stop. Take a Stuckey stop. Relax, refresh, refuel. Take a Stuckey stop.
And when you get back in the car, stay tuned to the Monitor Beacon.
WSG, AM and FM, New York.
This is Bill Cullen, playing host to another host.
Next, World of Music, brought to you by your Baldwin dealer, who now has a brand new line of Baldwin home organs. This is Gene Rayburn, and my guest will be Lainey Kazan right after this.
Thank heaven you're here, Doctor. I'm going bananas.
Mr. Fern, I don't usually make the house calls.
I know, Doc. What psychiatrist does?
Mr. Fern, what seems to be the problem?
My Baldwin organ, Doc.
Oh, you're jesting.
No, Doc, it goes by itself.
Mr. Fern, why don't you just lie down on the couch and tell me what's really bothering
you? Doc, I'm telling you, it goes by itself.
Mr. Fern, the mind plays tricks.
No, listen. It goes up. It goes down, and it spins around on the top all by itself. I just push this button.
Oh, Mr. Fern, you have a clear case of the phantom fingers.
Is it serious, Doc?
No, your new Baldwin organ is equipped with phantom fingers. It says so right here. Phantom fingers are supposed to go by itself. It even strums a chord for you. Listen.
Wow, I thought I'd gone fair bonkers.
No.
Well, it's good to know I don't have any problems.
Except for one.
What?
House calls, I get $75.
Oh, boy.
These evenings out at Westbury, Long Island, audiences are enjoying an excellent performance of Man of La Mancha, starring Lainey Kazan, who is starring at our monitor microphones at this moment, and is going to tell us a little about her personal life. We do know that you finished
college,
yes,
and that you wanted to get
well
an education.
Well-educated young lady.
And you did, and you're a trained musician and dancer and actress and all that.
No, I don't. No, I'm not a trained musician.
You're not a trained musician.
No, I can't read a note of music.
You can't read a note
of... No, it's embarrassing.
Sorry, go to the bottom of the class.
I know, but I'm a trained singer.
Yes.
Music, I don't know. Isn't that terrible? I've admitted it.
Yeah. Now, where do you make your home?
I make my home in Los Angeles in Beverly Hills. My husband and I have a lovely home up in the hills.
Yeah.
And very little furniture because we're out of town a lot, so we bought this house and we just let it lay there, and we keep running back and saying, we'll furnish it next week.
Lainey Kazan wants to do a play in New York and is planning to do so, and that's about all she can tell us at this moment, and that'll keep her in New York, and it'll be California's loss and our gain. But let's say you do go ahead and do this play. How will you change your lifestyle? What will happen to your husband? Will he see you on weekends only?
Oh, I don't know. We're discussing it, unless he would come and conduct, you know, because he is my conductor and we travel together all the time.
Now, you have a young daughter.
I certainly do.
When you travel, does she travel with you?
Mm-hmm.
Really? How old is she?
She's 15 months old, and she's gorgeous. I see her quite a bit and spend a lot of time with her, and so does my husband. This is the first time we've been apart.
Well, I would assume she's going to grow up to be a very well-adjusted young lady with a mother.
I don't know
who loves
about
her as much as you do,
but yeah. Well-loved.
Yeah, nightclubbing is a difficult life, isn't it?
It's impossible. It's really when it's right, and when it's fulfilling. There's nothing, you know, in the business that is as fulfilling, because you know you've done it by yourself. There's no one who's really up there with you. It hasn't been the play.
Mm-hmm.
It's been what you've done and you've chosen, and the accolades are yours.
And the audience is live.
Right,
mostly.
But
a little drunk sometimes,
I'd
but mostly alive.
Concerts are
yeah.
really
mm-hmm.
marvelous. That's what I've really been doing mostly lately. I've been primarily doing the theater in the round and doing concerts.
Now, when you're not singing or dancing or whatever, or tending to your daughter, whose name is?
Jennifer.
What do you do with your life? What are your other interests?
I'm very Rainy. Outdoors.
You're an outdoors girl.
Yeah, I horseback ride.
Yeah.
And I swim.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the sun. Ra is my god.
Oh, really?
And, I do anything that can get me out with nature. I love to be outdoors. My house is really outdoors. I've got, every room has two doors. And you just open the doors and you're out in the street. And I hate being closed in. I had my own horse, I had my own mare. And I think that the most marvelous thing is to be able to just get on that horse and just ride and go. And I learned how to ride from an old Texan.
Oh, really?
You know, who had, driven, the first cattle herd across the country. You know, and I went for lessons in Las Vegas, and he taught me how to rope. And I used to do all the rodeos with him and everything.
What do you say we go out and saddle up a couple of cayuses and ride out into the sunset, Lainey?
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. We've been talking with Lainey Kazan. Now this final word from Baldwin.
Baldwin announces... three brand-new, easier-than-ever-to-play home organs. All just jam-packed with fun. One is available with Phantom Fingers. Hold a chord and the organ plays runs up and down the keyboard automatically. Want some fun?
Why don't you buy an organ of Baldwin? We sell fun.
See and hear the all-new, easy-to-play Baldwin organs now at your Baldwin dealer. He sells fun. Listen for more musical celebrities on Baldwin's World of Music throughout the weekend on Monitor.
You know, we can't let a chance to hear Lainey Kazan sing go by, so here's one of her hits until it's time for you to go.
You're not a dream, you're not an angel, you're a man. I'm not a queen, I'm a woman, take my hand. We'll make a space in the lives that we planned. And here we'll stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the start, like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but in you came. And here we'll stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why, don't ask how, don't ask forever, love me now. This love of mine had no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, now I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, still I'll stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why of me, don't ask how of me, don't ask forever, love me now. You're not a dream, you're not an angel, you're a man, I'm a queen, I'm a woman, come, take my hand, we'll make a space in the lives that we have planned. And here I'll stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why.
Until it's time for you to go, Lainey Kazan. Now Maud's going to get her licks in here.
Howdy, Maud Frickert here for Rust-Oleum. Hey, you got some rusty lying around your house? I mean, besides your old man, that is. Then use Rust-Oleum here. Nothing like it. It's got a special oil base that soaks right through rust down to bare metal. Use the handy aerosol spray can. On garden tools, window sashes, anything rusty. Whoops. Gotta go now and spray my electric fence so Lamar can't get out.
Station break now. But we'll be back in just a shake now.
And then Ted Phillips and the orchestra play Laura's Tune.
When I saw you standing there, about fell out my chair. And when you moved your mouth to speak, I felt the blood go to my feet. Now it took time for me to know what you tried so not to show. Something in my soul just cried, I see the want in your blue eyes. Baby, I'd love you to want. Told yourself years ago you'd never let your feelings show. The obligation that you made for for me to know what you tried so not to show. Something in my soul just cried. I see the want in your blue eyes. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. If you only let it be, oh baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. Baby, you'd love me to want you the way that I want to, if you only let it be.
Half hour, Ed talks with Ted and Cindy talks with Ginger. Now, we separate the boys from the girls here, but I think you'll enjoy hearing from both these odd couples. Hey, before we tune in on Cindy Adams and Ginger Rogers, Cass Elliott's going to sing If You're Going to Break Another Heart.
Thank you. right now, so don't you fail to bank right now and save right now. The Lucite Penny Saver Sale.
Right now, participating retailers are having a Lucite Penny Saver Sale. You can save a pile of pennies on Lucite. A good deal on a great paint.
The Lucite Penny Saver Sale.
You know, you can still see Ginger Rogers' dancing feet on the late-night movies from time to time, and you can see the present-day Ginger Rogers in a variety of activities. Cindy Adams saw her in the role of interviewee, and she liked what she saw.
Ginger Rogers, you just look great. I mean, that's it. You just look great.
Well, thank you, Cindy Adams. You look pretty beautiful yourself.
What do the fans say to you when they see you on the street?
Well, what I think one of the greatest things that happened to me the other day was when I was in Paris. This man started to wait on me, and suddenly he realized that I was this actress that he'd seen. And he just did sort of a ballet all around us. And finally, he wanted something to say. So he said, "Miss Rogers, I've just got to tell you, you know, you're really, well, you're so pretty. You're much prettier than Fred Astaire." There was a long pause, and I looked at this man, and I said, "You know, I'm sure you meant that as a compliment, but I have to tell you quite sincerely, you know, that is not a compliment." Ginger, tell me the story on the air of the time that you were staying at a friend's home, and you heard something out the window. You know the story. I don't want to give away the punchline, but it's a gorgeous story. I was staying at my cousin's house. The guest room was up on the third floor. And I quite tired this night, and I went to bed fairly early, which is around 11. And I opened the windows because it was a warm evening, and the traffic noises and the people that were walking down on the street below were obviously heard. So I just thought I would just quietly just stretch out for a little while. And I suddenly heard voices of young people who were obviously in their 20s walking down the street, and I hear these voices, and these girls are saying da 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 la da dee dee la da 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 da. I'm Ginger Rogers, and you're Fred Astaire. And I thought, this must be a joke. Somebody must know that I'm listening.
You never looked out that window. I can't believe it.
I never looked out the window. But I was just so really flabbergasted, and by the time I really got to my senses about it, I thought, really, so who's putting me on? I realized it couldn't have been a put-on. But I was too tired to get up and see who it might be.
Yeah.
But the thing that this could happen to you is kind of fun.
You were saying that you were going to bed kind of early, 11 o'clock, but you do not live what we would call the big star kind of life, do you? From what I know of you, you live rather a normal life, like almost everybody else.
Well, normal except for the hours on the clock. There's when everyone has gone to bed, I think the greatest thing is to start reading something or making notes, and I find myself still at 3 o'clock or 3:30, taking care of the things in quiet that I couldn't take care of with phones ringing and people interrupting me. I'm sure this happens to a lot of people, but maybe not into 3 o'clock.
Yes, but people would think that a Ginger Rogers, whom they have seen in the greatest splendiferous sparkle, gorgeous life, they would think that you have a sable toothbrush and that you just don't live like a normal human being.
My toothbrushes are all sable, really.
Well, there's no other kind. I was in your apartment in Paris, and you had that dining room without furniture, and the entire dining room was loaded with your clothes hanging up.
I'm afraid to tell you that that is the truth, and I'm ashamed to say that it was the truth, because I had no room to put my clothes. The closets there were so tiny, you can't get anything in them. So I had to say to the lady from whom we had rented the apartment, "Would you mind moving the things out so I can put my clothes in?" She nearly fell down when she saw these boxes arrive.
But yet you don't travel like that. I remember when you came here to the U.S. from Paris about a year ago, and you were going to do a TV show. I only had
22 bags with me.
You had 22 bags? That's the way you travel?
That's the way I traveled coming over from Paris, because I'd sent everything by surface, as they call it in the shipping
then
business.
Then you do lead a movie story type glittery life.
Oh, I don't
life.
Think so.
Well, that's not really where the girls stop talking, of course. There's lots more where that came from. And you'll hear Cindy Adams and Ginger Rogers again tomorrow, right here on the Monitor Beacon. ¶¶
Cadillac presents The Class of 73. The 1973 Cadillacs. It is a Cadillac tradition to lead the luxury class, not only in large, significant ways, but in the smallest detail to enhance your motoring pleasure. And so it is with Cadillac 1973. Not only do you have 9 separate models to choose from, more than all other U.S. luxury cars combined, but you can also specify a host of individual refinements to make your Cadillac even more luxurious. Dual comfort front seat, for example, steel-belted radial tires, a selection of radios that includes the exclusive signal-seeking stereo radio, an electrically operated sunroof, and much more. Truly, the leadership shows in the Class of 73. Cadillac 1973. At your authorized dealers. Now.
Here's an oldie on monitor, Immigration Man by Graham Nash and David Crosby.
Immigration scene, shining and feeling clean. Could it be a sin? I got stopped by the immigration man. Said he doesn't know if he can. Let me in, let me in. Immigration man, can I cross the line and pray I can stay? Immigration face, giving me a paper chase, but the sun was coming, 'cause all at once, he looked into my space, he stamped a number over my face, and it sent me running, won't you let me in, immigration man, can I cross the line and pray, I can stay another day. Immigration form, it's big enough to keep me warm when a cold wind's coming. So go where you will, as long as you think you can. You better watch out for the man. Anywhere you're going, come on and let me in. Immigration man, can I cross the line and pray? Take your fingers from the train.
That's Immigration Man by Graham Nash and David Crosby. We'll hear an interview with actor Ted Knight right after this refreshing message.
Hey, what you got there? Tomato juice?
No, it's V8.
It looks good, like tomato juice.
It's my V8 cocktail vegetable juice.
But it's
a great tasting blend of 8 garden vegetables.
I still say...
Well, here, try some and see.
Wow, that sure doesn't taste like tomato juice!
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Great!
V8 cocktail vegetable juice.
On Monitor Next, At Home with Ed McMahon. Brought to you by Vice-Grip Locking Wrench, the handiest tool in the world. It'll be at home to Ted Knight, who plays the news announcer on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, right after this.
I don't know who coined the word handyman. Actually, it's a little bit unfair. Because when it comes to chores around the home today, there are plenty of pretty handy women, too. And whoever said that women couldn't fix a lot of little things that go wrong around the house, they can fix them, and many of them do. So whenever I say handyman in talking about the use of the famous vice grip locking wrench, just take it for granted that I'm including those handy ladies, too. You see, the vice grip locking wrench is a favorite with women because it gives them extra muscle to accomplish many of those heavyweight chores. So men, we don't recommend a gift of a vice grip in lieu of flowers or perfume. But don't hide the vice grip from your wife, either. Once she gets accustomed to using it, her life will be a lot easier, and you may just get out of a few household fix-up jobs yourself. The vice grip locking wrench sells for under $4 at tool counters all across the country. Just be sure that you see the name vice grip on the tool before you buy. Your satisfaction will make the extra effort worthwhile.
And now here's Ed with his handyman guest.
I'm sitting with Ted Knight of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. What's life like around the house when you're at home a couple of days off? Do you putter, your gardener, hobbyist? Do you have any hobbies?
I'm very, very undomestic in that sense. I don't have a garden. Dottie does. She's very much into organic gardening. I'm not a fixer-upper. I have one ability which I'm very proud of. I have the knack for getting friends of mine to do things for me, those that are qualified to do things.
Please explain that, because I'd like to get that done myself.
Well, I'm like the guy who gets a flat tire, you know, and just looks at it in total disdain and almost on the verge of tears. And someone inevitably will come along who is compassionate of nature, will see my unhappiness and pull me out of it. Change the tire or whatever, you know, just to make me feel better.
You kind of look like you're in total despair, that you need some up.
I've seen someone who
that's
can
the
really
Huckleberry Finn Tom Sawyer technique.
It's a little conny time.
Do you have neighbors that are handy? Do you have people that you can call down? And I used to have a neighbor, a place I lived outside of Philadelphia, had every single tool in the world, and all I had to do to get some help, I would go up and borrow the tool, and he'd always come with it. He always followed. I guess so. He'd get it back. He'd follow the tool, and he'd wind up, you know, fixing something for me.
Well, I've got a fellow like that, very close friend of mine, who is a cinematographer, writer, and also a gifted carpenter, a designer, and everything else. And anytime I have a problem, I'll ask his opinion of it. You see, then I'll ask him to go to the store with me to purchase the necessary items. And then I'll ask him where I should start. You know, before he knows it, he's deeply engrossed and involved in doing it. Mm-hmm. And I'm handing him nails, you know, and commenting on how nice it looks. Before you know it, the job is completed, and I haven't lifted a finger. We've remained friends for many years.
Instead of being handy around the house, it's nice to have some handymen that live around your house.
Yeah,
it
very
works
good.
Out that way.
Yes.
Okay. You mentioned that your wife grows organic. You said we were talking about gardening.
She's great. She's
her own vegetables.
An Adele Davis fan, and she lives by the book. And we're all extremely healthy. And it's disgusting because some of that food is not very tasty, but we eat it because we know her concern is there and her love and attention needs to be rewarded. So we choke it down under protest.
I mean, is it always that kind of a meal?
No, not always. No. I really shouldn't condemn her that much for it. But I love fried bologna and onions, you know, on rye bread and butter.
That's one of the great organic foods known to man.
And I don't get too much of that.
We've been chatting for the last few minutes with Ted Knight of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, a guy who does a superb portrayal, by the way. And
thank
we're
you,
awfully
Ed.
Happy to have a minute to chat with you. Thank you, Ted.
At Home with Ed McMahon, brought to you by Vice Grip Locking Wrench, the handiest tool in the world.
No one yet has ever figured out just how many uses there are for a vice grip locking wrench. That's because handymen keep inventing new uses every day. All we know for sure is that vice grip is often called the handiest tool in the world. And the amazing thing is that a vice grip costs under $4 at tool counters everywhere. Why not get a vice grip or two for your toolkit and figure out a few new uses for yourself? Vice grip, handiest tool in the world.
Here's Al Green with I'm Still in Love with You.
I feel like Aren't you glad you live in these modern times when health problems can be openly discussed? For example, one out of every three adults suffers some symptoms of hemorrhoids. Several outstanding doctors have reported an exclusive medication, Preparation H, gives prompt temporary relief in many cases from the pain of hemorrhoidal tissues. And Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation and infection. Remember, there's no other formula like doctor-tested Preparation H.
With Telstar, this is Bill Cullen with Monitor, joining you to catch up on all the latest news.
NBC, Monitor, NBC Radio.